EY.com.
Michelle Bachmann says if she becomes president, she promises that gas will be under $2 a gallon for regular, while the Starbucks CEO says that we should all promise not to give any of the candidates one thin dime, presidential, Congress, or otherwise, until they come up with a budget, with a way to really cut the deficit. It's always about money, folks. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That's where we stand, right at the top of this, talking about the economy, naturally, because I like to say that this show is about water cooler buzz in your backyard. And whether you're Trey in Kentucky and you're there with the horses and you're brushing them or mucking out a stall or doing some of the things that Trey does, or if you're out there delivering the few papers that are left in this world, because I can't imagine when you're a paper, when you have a paper route, that you have a lot of places to deliver those papers. I still get a paper. I like to get a paper, but I think I'm one of like two on the whole block. Point being is this is what everybody's, this is what makes us all hum along. You have to, it's not about greed. You have to have, be able to survive. And people are no longer being able to survive as well as they could have in the past in the United States. We're not talking about toys and gimmicks and gadgets and everything you could possibly want. Otherwise, things aren't going well. We're talking about too many people having to work too many jobs just to try to put food on the table. So something has to give. We know that. 2012 is such a big year. It is such a big year. This also is not lost on the president, because the president in September is going to deliver an economic speech. It's probably going to be prime time. How long? He usually doesn't have long speeches, so maybe a half an hour, perhaps even less than that. But this is all devised to keep people paying attention to what's going on with Barack Obama, because the economy is a killer for him. This is his Achilles heel, whether he inherits some of it or not, or whatever else they want to throw out at 1600 Pennsylvania, it doesn't matter. The buck stops with the guy in charge, so he knows that. So now with the way the economy is, and because voters are very, very skeptical, we're going to see what he has to say after we get through the summer. Because we all know that a Gallup poll published found the new low of 26% of Americans approving of Obama's handling of the economy. That's down 11 points since mid-May. When they start to see numbers like that, double-digit numbers, then the people who are trying to get the president elected again are going to panic. They're going to hit the panic button a little bit. And I think that's what they've done here in saying, okay, let's come up with a policy, a plan. Let's do that and let the president deliver that speech. And this will turn, this will help to turn things around. All right, speaking of turning things around, I'm going to throw this in right at the top, because many of you travel, or you'd like to travel to go see family that lives someplace else, so you're saving up your pennies from that non-existent paper route because you can't get one, because I just got done saying nobody's really getting the paper anymore. Anyway, the if you travel at all and you travel through Logan Airport, which would be in Boston, Massachusetts, they're trying something new with security. It's kind of like the casual conversation. And I think that's the best way to describe it. So if somebody sees something suspicious on the front lines of the TSA, they can have a cotton picking little conversation with you. And so I think to myself, what does that mean? What if, here's an example. So often when I go through security, because if it's a long line, which usually it is since I'm in big cities, I'm rushing. So I probably look, I don't think I look frantic as though something, I have something sinister going on, but maybe I do look a little frantic. I don't know. And I see other people around me, frankly, looking the same way. So do we get pulled over for that casual conversation? And how does that all work? I'm not sure. Okay, time for a little conversation. Can you come over here and join me in the bar? Just a few feet over from where we made you take your shoes off and we wanded you. It's casual conversation time. I mean, I make fun because I care. Because I think the answer is to put ex-cops, ex-people in law enforcement who did it for a living, right there at the check-in points. If you do that, then you'll have those signs, those behavioral signs that they're desperately trying to look for. That's why they're testing, beta testing, if you will, this idea of the conversation. They see something that's not right, then they can just go up and ask questions. And nah, I see a lot of problems with that. Definitely. So Janet Napolitano was asked, as everybody is being asked, as we get closer to the 10-year anniversary of the horrible thing that happened on September 11th, 2001, about terrorism and what does the future hold. And she talked about the small plots. The small plot seems to be what everybody's concerned about. Take a listen.
What we see instead now are smaller plots involving fewer people, so they are much more difficult to intercept.
Of course they're more difficult to intercept because you've got the solo person who's really trying not to be noticed and perhaps covertly planning whatever it is they're planning to do, and unless you get a trace or a lead on it somewhere from somebody else, it's naturally much, much harder to knock down. And she is right about that. We have seen more lone wolf terrorist type of people trying to get their 15 minutes of fame, I suppose, and then some. But I don't know that the casual conversation idea works. I still like the idea of somebody watching, observing, which is what they would be doing. But I don't know that the conversation flushes it out. I'm not sure about that. Because I think that once somebody's gone through, they've been wanted and everything else, and then you're saying, oh, now let's have a conversation. Are you kidding? And if I'm busily getting through there, they do all that stuff to me, I comply. And then it's like, oh, can we have a casual conversation? Well, no, you just wanted me. We did everything. We did this dance. And now I have to make my plane. That would be my biggest fear there, I think. And because I don't think it's the right way to go. I still go back to the ex-law enforcement people and having them on the front lines. They would make a difference. They would make a difference. For sure. Coming up on this hour of America Tonight, we're going to talk about a couple of things, including these crazy flash mobs in Philadelphia. Let's hope this doesn't spread around the entire nation, because now there's been so much violence and large groups just taking what they want. That's basically what the flash mob does. Come up to you, pickpocket you, whatever. You're easy pickings when you have that many people. How are you going to fight them? It's so bad in Philadelphia, they even have a curfew. Can you imagine a curfew? I can't. Stay with us. We're going to kick the can down the road here on America Tonight. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
After 70 years, that's what he goes them for, is to unlock the door. All those around him criticize and say, and through a fractal on a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
I'm kind of curious, America. Any of these flash mobs showing up where you live? Picture if they were. I don't care if you live in a small town or a big city suburb somewhere. This is a new phenomenon that's not a great practice, obviously. You have teenage girls attacking a worker outside City Hall in the city of brotherly love. It's more like the city of brotherly shove, earning its nastier reputation. And she was just attacked in broad daylight. She walked out of City Hall. These teenage girls came up from behind her. They slammed her into the ground. They hit her relentlessly. Oh, it takes my breath away because I think of my mother going into City Hall and it scares me to death. Girls, they punch her in the face, punch her in the back of her head. They're laughing, screaming, all this other stuff. So there's been this weird, horrible rash of teen mob violence. And now they've had this curfew where the curfew's 9 o'clock off the streets or they haul you in because they're trying to stop the attacks. But the attacks, some of them are happening in broad daylight. So where are the parents in all of this? What is going on? That this is flourishing, and not just in Philadelphia, that's why I asked the question. Is it happening near you? How awful is that? You could, what, be outside of the grocery store, walking outside of a courthouse, and that can happen to you? I mean, certainly, we're not naive to the fact that, yes, awful things happen to people. They can get mugged. They can, unfortunately, end up in the middle of some kind of a crime where somebody's ripping off a grocery store or whatever, you know, I keep saying grocery store, but it could be a 7-Eleven, a convenience store, or whatever. But the fact that you're not safe when you're doing little simple errands, and it can be just in broad daylight, and it makes sense if you think about it, because they obviously have no consciousness about them, and they're willing to do whatever it takes to grab someone's money or harass them and have no thought of what could possibly happen. What if there is a police cruiser somewhere around? They don't care. And this is girls and boys. I think it's so scary. And as a person who's about less government, and now you have these institute, these curfews and everything, what are you supposed to do, though? I mean, they have to do something. It's creepy. 9 o'clock, you have to be off the street. I'm thinking, I remember taking my brother to skate to rinks where he would skate at 9 o'clock at night. They'd be skating. So we wouldn't be able to go to the rinks. And I know it's not just there. I know it's other places. What do you do? What would you do? What would you do? How do you curb this? If you were in charge of figuring out, geez, what do we do with these, I'm sorry, animals? What do we do with them? Where are the parents? How do the parents allow that and not do something? Put up some fences. Play some offense with your kids. Do something to prevent that. Don't allow that to happen. Because where are they headed? What path are they taking if they're already doing things like that and they have no regard? They don't care who they pick on. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don, we're kind of zigging and zagging all over the place, talking a little politics, talking a little flash mob scariness around the country, especially in Philadelphia. What's on your mind?
Did you say kick the can or kick the chick?
I should have said kick the chick. Kick the can.
Okay. I was like, wow, Wayne. Story you're telling there, broad daylight, you know.
Isn't it awful?
I'm telling you, Kate. This latest generation. It's just, you know, I'm watching it in my 14-year-old nephew. They just don't care, and they, you know, and constantly just tells, I'm going to do what I'm going to do, and they don't care. It's crazy. I was afraid to go up against my dad. I did what he told me, just, you know, most of the time, you know, but they just don't fear anything now, and of course, you know, everything's expected to be given to them. They know they don't have to earn it. They expect you to support them, you know, and I don't want to say the whole generation's that way. You know, it's not nice to rationalize. I do that a lot, but I hope I don't come across that way. I'm not always talking about everyone in general, but I don't know. It's just crazy. So
I think it's crazy too. I think I was talking about this with somebody, and you can relate to this totally by what you just said. I couldn't even imagine doing that to my family. And I was thinking, what's the worst thing I ever did? I cut school one time because we wanted to go to the Jersey Shore, and I got caught. I got caught because it was almost like a Ferris Bueller moment, although he didn't get caught, where my family was in a car and we were in a car coming back from the shore, and they saw us. But that's like the worst things we did. There was no flash mobs. There was none of that beating up innocent people, trying to steal their money, trying to pull a fast one. Are you kidding? Oh, I would have been allowed out of the house.
Yeah, you know, I was just talking with my nephew's dad tonight. I just remember time after time just thinking I got away with something. Then my dad would figure it out, and I just cursed the sky, like, I swore it. I knew I was going to get away with this. How did he figure it out, you know? And I just never got the concept that he was just smarter than me at the time.
Exactly.
Unfortunately, this I don't know, Kate. I'm not a dad, so I'm not going to tell people out there, you know.
But do you think, here's the question, and this is the question that I think anyone listening can relate to, kids or not. We live in the land of the free, home of the brave. You and I aren't big government people. Do you think, what do you think about these curfews? You have to be off the street at 9 o'clock in Philadelphia.
Nice car. I don't think the sun goes down at 9 yet.
The mayor just forces it out.
Well, you know, my nephew, he's gotten in trouble already. He was out past curfew, and I think it was 11 o'clock. You know, and I explained to him, I said, you know what? I said, Christian, you don't understand the concept of what's going on. They want you off the streets because at nighttime, cops have other stuff they need to deal with than a bunch of punk kids, you know? I mean, they got drunk drivers to deal with. They got, you know, domestic abuse, whatever, you know, police officers have to deal with every day, you know? But they have a whole, you know, and the one last thing they want to have to do is deal with a bunch of kids.
Yes.
You know? So, yeah, I'm completely for it during the school year. I mean, during the summertime, you know? There ought to be curfews, you know, and it's not, you know, it's not so much to, you know, punishing the kids as much as they just don't want to have to deal with them at that time of night, you know. They want to get stupid like these kids did in Philly and try something in the daytime. You know, the cops are probably right all over them, you know. But, you know, at that time, there's other things going on that, you know, police officers have to be more aware of and dealing with, and they just don't have time to deal with kids.
Yeah,
you know, and
I agree.
And so, you know, there needs to be a curfew, and, you know, he got 72 hours of community service, and he did a little bit of it, but he thinks he's just going to walk in and tell the judge he don't got to do it, and we're waiting to see what happens. So I'm hoping the judge throws him in juvie for a couple weeks.
There you go.
Get him to calm down. But anyway, though, hey, real quick, how far is it, how long does it take from Baltimore to New York City?
I've done that before. It takes, because you're in Maryland.
3.5 hours?
How many are you saying?
3.5 hours, you think?
I think, depending on if you go up the Jersey Turnpike ultimately, I'd say probably four.
All right. I got a phone call from my uncle in New York the other day. First time I've talked to him in 15 years. So when I make my trip back there, I might try to swing up there and say hello to him. Who knows? So...
Oh,
anyway.
You could do it. Do it. That'd be neat. You could do, and that's a great trip.
Well, you know, and you're talking about the biggest, you know, the big anniversary coming up, and it might be kind of cool to go take some pictures of the new tower and get to ground zero. And, you know, I haven't been there since it happened, you know. I mean, I haven't been back east in 10 years or longer. But, hey, one last quick thing I was going to tell you. You remember I told you my nephew was joined the Army, was in basic training, and he's been doing his job training now, and he finally got his first duty assignment.
Where is it?
So my mom was telling me this. He's going to Fort Bragg, North Carolina.
Fort Bragg. All right.
You want to know the funny part about that?
Uh-huh.
Is 50 years ago, my dad left basic training and went to Fort Bragg. And my mom said this to me. I said, oh, no, history's repeating itself. Don't tell me he's going to marry a dingbat blonde from North Carolina.
Oh, full circle. I love it. Thanks, Don. Stay with us, everyone.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, menopause specialist for women, and joint specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Come away with me in the night.
Welcome back to America Tonight.
Come away with me.
I'm fond of saying this, but I truly mean it. Some great notes. I get some wonderful notes from people just pouring out their thoughts on various things that we've talked about on the show and, you know, how they think certain things should be happening in the country and they're not happening, and even listing suggestions. So please hit us up on the email americatonight.net. Go to the website. You can see what you missed. You can see sports shorts and a whole bunch of other fun things. But you click on the mail, and you're in, and you can just let your thoughts flow. We got the boo of the week. Yep, we're bringing it back by popular demand. But before we go there, let's take a few. Al in Canada, you have the floor. Hello.
Hi, Kate. You know, the unemployment rate in the USA is almost 10%, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and the unemployment rate in Canada is roughly 6%. I think we're around 6%. So President Obama buys a tour bus that was built in Canada. How is that helping out jobs in America?
Of course, not made in America. I like it.
Well, you know, this just shows. I'll give you. This is another example of how stupid liberals and socialists are. The monkeys are running the zoo in Toronto. When my beloved Boston Bruins crushed the Knuckleheads back in June, I think it was. There was a big riot. Not a single charge. Can you believe this? Not a single person has been charged. There's been YouTube and Facebook videos, cell phone videos put up of these guys actually doing it, and a bunch of them have confessed. They've got video and confessions, and they haven't laid a single charge in England after that riot last couple weeks ago. There's guys actually sitting in the Crowbar Hotel right now. They've been charged and tried and convicted, right?
Yeah, what's up with that?
I don't know, the chief of police of Vancouver, some guy named Chow. Doesn't Chow mean hit the road, Jack, in Italian? Like when you say Chow, doesn't
yeah.
that mean?
I say it all the time, Chow for now, yeah.
Yeah, that means hasta la vista, baby, or vias con dias, right?
Yes.
Yeah, well, the police chief of Vancouver come on and said, well, this is a very, very complicated issue. We've got to proceed very slowly, and we don't want to get any acquittals. You know, we don't want them thrown out of court on a loophole, or, you know, some slimy lawyer will find a technicality and throw it out. So, well, they've got videos, and they've got confessions. I don't know how you would have to be Perry Mason to get that thrown out of court. You know, and, you know, another thing that bugs you, why on earth are sentences handed out in years? How does a stupid judge know the guy's going to be rehabilitated in 2 years or 3 years? If I were running the justice system, sentences should be handed out in things to do. You don't get out of jail. Well, if you commit murder, you never get out of jail. Murderers should be sentenced to life in prison doing hard labor for the rest of their life. I would give a convicted killer a choice. You can take the lethal injection now, or you can spend the rest of your life in jail doing hard labor, smashing rocks or whatever the hell it is, doing hard labor, making money for the government, and then you should other criminals should be sentenced to they got to stay in jail until they earn money through hard labor to reimburse the victim. They take therapy if they're crazy. They got to take therapy, and if they're too crazy, they shouldn't be released. Plus, they got to learn how to read and write. I'll bet you if you went into any prison in North America and asked them to do simple arithmetic, I bet you half of them couldn't even do basic math.
Oh, I agree. I love it. Al, I love your thoughts. I agree with you. I think it would be you have to have certain levels that they have to hit before they get out of prison. But you know what the problem is? They're going to say overcrowding in the prisons. In California, they practically, and they did, let some with the lesser sentences go. So you see where that's headed.
If you put them to hard work, they'd be making so damn much money for the government would have money to build more prisons then.
Yeah, there you go.
We'd turn them into factories. And they don't get out of jail until they learn how to read and write. Like Newt Gingrich said, they're handing out high school diplomas that the graduates can't even read.
Yeah, I got you. I think it's wrong. And I also agree, Al, thanks. I also agree about the victims. I always say this, and I truly mean it. I can't believe the way the victim is often forgotten, ignored, and not part of what ultimately happens in our system, in our justice system. It is about the victim. You got to have some compassion for that. It's like even in the Casey Anthony thing, everybody was all enthralled with Casey Anthony. Those who thought, well, you know what, look at her with her Kaylee. She looks fine, whatever. She couldn't have done this, all that stuff. But for goodness sake, it was never about Kaylee, other than the very beginning. So nobody goes to jail for murdering this cute little 2-year-old, nothing. It's just like, okay, well, we found her body. It was, practically a skeleton when we found her, but how sad. We're just going to assume the worst because her mother wasn't convicted of the crime, so that's it. There's no double jeopardy, and I don't know who the Colombian drug lords who came in and got her, but I think that is an awful hole there. Awful. Rick in Illinois, it's your shot in the barrel. Hey, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Yeah, she got off just like OJ did. So.
I agree. Here's what I like to tell myself. The mental gymnastics eventually, no matter how horrible a person you are, would have to start to play tricks on you in your mind.
Yeah. Just have to suffer with it. Internalized, so they'd find more punishment done that than if you put them in jails.
Yeah.
So they can live with it. I tell you that Michelle Bachmann was a clone of Sarah Palin. She wished Elvis Presley happy birthday on the day he died.
Yes.
So that sounded like Palin would say something. Of course,
yeah.
Clone Palin. But I see your wonderful governor. He reminds me of George Bush, so. Done for. Sounds like George, talks like George. He kind of looks like George.
I think he's done for. I don't think he's electable. He's kind of gunking up some other people's chances maybe to get some headlines with some of the things that he's said, but I don't see it. There's a lot of things Republicans could nail him for, too, that definitely smack of a different agenda.
Yeah, he won the that the illegal aliens go to college for free.
Yeah. Over 12,000. Yeah. In-state tuition. I wouldn't be happy if I were a parent killing myself to get my daughter or son into college. And then I read numbers like that. How can you not? How can you say, oh, but I'm open-minded and I'm just so liberal and it's not bother me? It does too bother you. You're liberal. Absolutely. You know what? You're liberal until it affects your pocketbook.
But then I hear now they're trying to stir up Paul Ryan. He's going to try to get him to go.
Yeah.
Think about running now. So it's going to be a big circus. It'll be funny to watch and listen to him.
I think it is too. I think it's. I think it already is a big circus.
Yeah.
Because
it already started, but it will.
And you know, before we know it, 2012 will be here in a blink of an eye. We're talking about next summer for the Republican convention in Tampa. So not too long from now.
It's gonna be a big circus. Watch them all going out to start cutting each other down and try to find something wrong with each one of them.
Yeah. Yeah, it does make it interesting, though.
Yeah. But I haven't heard too much about this Paul Ryan yet, so I have to wait and see on him.
Well, he was the guy, remember, he made news when he was rebutting the health care proposal, and a couple of times he was the Republican answer after the president did a speech. I think what I like about Paul Ryan, from what I understand, is that he really sticks to his guns, whatever it is, even if it goes against what everybody else is saying. He's not afraid to go it alone if he has to, and that's good.
Well, yeah, that's good if he wants to stand up to somebody. Well,
if he wants to fight some of the issues, that's huge, I think, definitely.
Yeah.
All right, Ricky Rick.
Yeah, you take care.
I will. He's back on his war path, Rick. He does not like Michelle Bachmann. Yeah, I'll tell you what my fantasy would be. Would be to introduce Rick to Michelle Bachmann and Sarah Palin at the same time. And they would get it. They would play up to it because they have a little bit of a sense of humor. Certainly Sarah Palin does. If you watch her any of the Saturday Night Live things, you would understand what I mean. She was able to poke fun at herself. All right, the boo of the week goes to this. I mean, this is a boo. Remember, weapons from the Fast and Furious, that op that blew up in everybody's face, where you had the guns that were, the idea was the Operation Gunrunner, you know what I mean, to get those guns over into Mexico, because this is going to help us nail people. But instead, it really blew up all over the place, including those guns are showing up in crime scenes in Phoenix and El Paso and Glendale, California. So under the program, 1,418 guns were circulated through a number of disappeared guns were circulated through that number, right? That's crazy. 1,418 firearms circulated. The number of the disappeared guns is still unknown. So through all that, we don't know where they are. And that is the scary part. Ooh. So Justice Department is cooperating with the congressional investigation, and they're acknowledging that they're with some problems with the operation. They're acknowledging it for whatever that's worth. Disappointing. This gun walking op just flew up in their face. Boo. Boo. Yeah, my sentiments exactly. 11 more crimes on top of that number I just said. 11 more violent crimes in the U.S. Arizona, Texas, 42 weapons in Arizona and Texas traced back to Fast and the Furious. Oof. We can count around the bend.
Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick-fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass weigh stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Stopping, we can count. This one is for you, Rick in Illinois. Knowing your love for Michelle Bachman. I'm going to get him an autograph picture that he's going to have to look at. All right, Michelle Bachman says if she's elected, gas prices are going to fall to less than $2 a gallon. She was out at a town hall meeting in South Carolina. She's going to pursue energy policies that she says will send pump prices down to the levels that we haven't seen since before Barack Obama was elected. When he jumped into the game, it was under $2, and now we see where it's gone. We know what part of the problem is here, not drilling. You don't drill, it's going to cost more. The gas prices are going to shoot up. And it's so easy to hoodwink people on this, because what are you going to do? You don't like the price of gas? Well, then don't buy gasoline. I mean, there's such obvious answers that they can throw back on people. So she's backing drilling in Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge and offshore production, because that's been pretty much almost a grinding halt. And some of the offshore drillers have just gone elsewhere. So regular gasoline, $3.60. She says she raises it below $2. She's not stupid. She knows people will take a look at that because Americans don't want to pay for gasoline. Sorry to all of you in Australia and other parts where you pay $6, $7, whatever it is. Nobody wants to pay that in the United States. It's one of those sacred cows. So if she did reduce it to that, I mean, if there's, you know, this is a campaign promise, there might be some people that might be swayed. You know, two or three anyway. I think most people have their mind made up on Michelle Bachmann. I think there is wiggle room. And you might disagree, but I think there is wiggle room, probably with Rick Perry, although he definitely doesn't get the nomination and too much will come out about him. Mitt Romney, John Huntsman, probably Chris Christie's going to jump into this fray. Probably we're going to see that sooner rather than later. How much does he steal away from Romney? It's interesting. Even if you're not a Republican, you just have to sit back and watch this. I mean, this is politics. This is what it's all about. Unfortunately, so much of what we care about, our lives, hang in the balance with these people, right? Running things, running the show, as it were. All right, talking about other we can count stories, you know, where it fits, because we're looking at numbers, right? So in looking at numbers, this one just jumped out at me, was calling my name when I knew I was going to do this segment. Senator Tom Coburn is leading the charge of ending tax expenditures. So he's going to join the Senate Finance, Tax, and IRS Oversight Subpanel, and he is going to battle that whole deal. He's gonna get out the saw. He's gonna get out whatever he has to get out to try to make it happen. In his Back in Black deficit reduction plan, Coburn proposed reducing the federal debt by nearly $1 trillion over 10 years. How? Closing a variety of special corporate tax breaks. So we would save $1 billion by ending tax breaks for Hollywood movie producers. Oh, that can be sticky. So I think they're going to close some tax loopholes by having him on this, in this new platform, by him joining the Senate Finance Subcommittee on Taxation and IRS Oversight. I think there is a signal there. We can read the smoke signals. I think they're going to do that. Definitely. Senator Orrin Hatch, who is the ranking Republican on the finance panel, agrees with Coburn's selection and agrees a lot with what Coburn has to say. So some of those loopholes, I think for sure some of those loopholes are going to close up. What happens to the child tax credit? What happens to the mortgage interest deduction? What about the Chevy Volt? What happens there? Oh, the mortgage deduction. That could be a killer for people starting out. Because even it doesn't add up to as much as you think it adds up to, but at least it might be $1,000 or so. And the child credit. People love the child credit because they have kids in daycare. It costs a fortune. And it's just what I call a little bit of running around money to pay another bill probably. But some people feel that the child tax credit, that loophole, is just a way to profit from having a bunch of kids because then they become profitable at tax time, which I think is ridiculous, though. How much are you getting back for every child? And so maybe you're getting a big, decent chunk of money. I'm not going to say big. But really? You're playing chicken with the system for that? You're getting pregnant and doing that for that? I'm going to say no. I'm absolutely going to say no. Quickly, we jump. We jump quicker than you can say checkmate to yet another segment loaded with what's the common denominator? Numbers. We haven't talked about entertainment too much on this show. We don't usually go there because, frankly, there's so many other serious things happening. And when we lighten the load and we do, it just doesn't usually seem to be in that direction. All right, this isn't really a light moment, but the number one talk show host in America on the tube at night is David Letterman. And David Letterman has drawn the ire of some people who have talked about cutting off his tongue. Yep, a contributor to a jihadist website has threatened Letterman, urging Muslim followers to cut the tongue of the late night host because of a joke the comics made on his CBS show. I mean, come on, that's ridiculous. We can manipulate this information however we want to, and obviously that's being manipulated. Don't you think? That's being manipulated. Of course it is. Of course it is. This is a sad, sad, dark side of television. In television and for the successful reality shows, they want conflict. They have to have conflict. Unfortunately, one of the housewives from Beverly Hills, how does that differ from Orange County? Okay, whatever. One of the things that has bubbled up is the, in talking about this celebrity nonsense for a second while we're here, is a couple of things quickly. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department is not going to seek criminal charges against The Game. You know who The Game is? Google them. After a tweet, I talked about this tweet before, that incited a telephone flash mob that overwhelmed emergency systems at a sheriff's station. It was that bad. It was that bad. Lucky he's not having any charges thrown at him, because this is ripe to set some kind of precedent. The Game's account on Friday, you know how much The Game has? 580,000 followers. 580,000 followers. That's incredible. At least I think it is. It's hard to get all these friends, people you have no idea, but they're friends of friends. You look at what you have and you say, who is this person? I don't know. Do you click the button and friend them? Or do you slurk away and try to find out something more about them? Someday we'll do a show on the etiquette of social media. And it probably can't come too soon for me anyway. I don't know about the rest of you. I feel like an old dinosaur sometimes trying to navigate social media. Not the obvious stuff, the really, really high-tech, super cool stuff that we'll be talking about in the very near future.